Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty Daily Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara. Diving into some more free agent talk, future free agent talk, contractual storylines to watch, really. And that is with the running back position. So we already did quarterbacks, sort of working through our positions here and thinking about running back. Like the easiest way to think about these and to start with these is to basically look at the draft class. So this would be the 2018 draft class. This is your Nick Chubb class. This is sort of that big, that's the Barkley class as well. But really, you're looking in this class, Barkley with a fifth-year option already exercised, so he's not a free agent concern. Basically, you're looking at your non-first-round guys and your non fifth-year option first-round guys. So that's really the difference there with what you're looking. Nick Chubb, I think, is the bell of the ball in terms of this class. I think he's firmly on extension watch. I actually saw today that there was some discussion. He wants to stay in Cleveland. He is beginning the extension talks. Totally appropriate. I would note that Kareem Hunt basically due $6.25 million next year in a cap hit. And that is fully cuttable. So I think that's something that you just file away in the back of your mind. And when you're looking at Nick Chubb, I think one of the big things with him is we have to be careful because he's not locked in, right? So if he ends up playing on a one-year deal, like there's a lot of risk in that. But you could sort of say, hey, give me the best case for Nick Chubb. Well, they signed him long-term, and then they cut Kareem Hunt. And I think that would be a really, really interesting scenario. So I wouldn't necessarily rule that out. I think there's a level of upside there with Nick Chubb over the next 12 to 18 months, say, that maybe the market isn't entirely appreciating. So just keep that in mind there with him. Sony Michel, Royce Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, also there. I've seen some speculation, I guess is the best word for it, that Sony Michel may be cut. So just sort of file that back in the back of our minds. I am consistently thinking about all of these situations where guys might get cut, guys might get traded, something like that. I'm constantly thinking about the potential landing spots for them and whether that is that for me the big one there is Atlanta, right? That's something that I'm consistently thinking about. So again, I don't think Sony Michel necessarily harpoons that, but that's something that I would just file back of mind, Miami as well, potentially as well. Rashad Penny, we'll see the injury stuff. We'll sort of see his health this year is a big one. Ronald Jones, Royce Freeman, Kerryon Johnson, more on the backup range at this point. I think Ronald Jones has been a better interior runner in his NFL career than I expected him. And ultimately, he kind of comes in, I guess that puts him a little bit better than I expected him for a fantasy perspective. But you just sort of look at his profile and you say, if you can't catch passes, this is kind of what happens. So I think a quote, good career for him. But at a point where you're just like, I'm not sure how much it truly helps and, how truly difference-making he is. Some other free agents here looking forward. Melvin Gordon's a 2022 free agent. He has a big cap hit this year, and his salary is fully guaranteed at this point. So it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to cut him. We'll sort of see what the workload there is with Javonte Williams. I know there's been some positive buzz on Javonte Williams. I would just caution that it's June and you're not in pads. So we'll see how that goes. Malcolm Brown on a one-year deal with Miami, kind of a prove-it type deal. I think he can be definitely an injury-away guy. I think at the worst, in a best-case scenario, maybe he's a starter. And I don't know if Mike Davis' impact is in his range of outcomes, but something a little bit lesser than that, I think is absolutely feasible. I do think Myles Gaskin's underappreciated, so that's definitely one that I would put Myles Gaskin as being the favorite. But this is now the third time that we have some really good confirmation about Malcolm Brown. And this doesn't happen a ton. And it's interesting because you don't get the opposite information all that much. In a Le'Veon Bell type situation where he basically runs his mouth afterwards and says, you know, listen, there's no way that we're coming back. I hated the experience, Andy Reid, whatever. Yeah, that's a source of information, but you tend not to know sometimes why guys leave. And with Malcolm Brown, we have really good information. Malcolm Brown, the backup in with the Rams, they like him probably more than the market appreciated. He gets an offer as a restricted free agent from Detroit, and ultimately the Rams bring him back, and now he walks in free agency, and a third team comes in and takes him on, and that is Miami. So now we have basically 3 out of 32 teams kind of telling us, hey, Malcolm, there's something there with Malcolm Brown. So I think that's a notable thing, and it's not, you know, an injury retread type situation where you think of maybe a guy like Tevin Coleman. Tevin Coleman is another guy on this list, free agent. I think he's more of a roadblock for Michael Carter this year. I do think it's pretty interesting that he could potentially come in and be a starter, knows the system, all those things. I wouldn't, like, if you told me, you know, that he averaged 15 touches a game in the first 6 weeks of the season, that wouldn't shock me. So I just sort of keep that in mind. Chase Edmonds, James Conner, both free agents in 2022. Arizona Cardinals going to battle it out. I think both of them could potentially see a starting job there. I presumed, just because, you know, incumbency, sort of that, you know, just not a huge deal for James Conner. It just led me to believe that Chase Edmonds was going to really be the guy. I was looking at the Football Guys projections, and we actually like him for more touches, ground touches anyways, rushes, than Chase Edmonds, which I think is actually really notable. And that's something I'm trying to incorporate more. With Dynasty, I think we look a little bit more long-term. I think we should have a little bit more near-term focus. So that is something that, you know, I'm trying to incorporate into my process. Each year, it's different stuff. And that's one of them this year, is really to think about some of the projections this year and how that should shape our valuations. Connor, in that lens, definitely up. And listen, he can catch passes too. Is he a world beater in terms of talent? No. But in a good system, I don't need to be. So, Nyheim Hines, Jordan Wilkins, Marlon Mack, all free agents with the Indianapolis Colts. I'm really curious on how the backfill is there with Jonathan Taylor. I don't think anyone's going to come and take his job, right? I mean, it's his job. But you're really looking at how the rest of the situation is put together. And I think, you know, Marlon Mack coming off the Achilles, like, I'll believe it when I see it. Nyheim Hines, more of a pass-catching guy. I think he's going to get harpooned by Wentz. Wilkins is probably, like, the best bet of backup, you know, true backup type situation. And so we'll watch that here going forward, or if they, you know, address it some way cheaper. I can't imagine that Wilkins is going to drive that huge of a contract offer, but we'll see. David Johnson, Mark Ingram, Philip Lindsay, all free agents in 2022. There's no commitment on the roster past this year at the running back position. I think it's a really notable, it's a pretty smart way to go about it if you're Houston. And so I just, there isn't a huge beneficiary there. So keep an eye on maybe, you know, if it's a street free agent or if there's a UDFA or something that pops, there could be like an angle to that. So I just definitely think of that as being one that, you know, we're looking for developmental options, you know, if they can creep up the depth chart. It's a tough depth chart to creep up given that there's three guys above them. But I just think that's one you could sit and just watch for, right? And I think maybe the best guy there in terms of longer-term options is Philip Lindsay. But we'll see. He has his limitations as well. James White will be a 2022 free agent, although there's not a ton committed to him this year, $1.2 million. So just sort of keep that in mind. Yeah, if he's a potential cut guy, I think it's impossible that that happens. Fournette, a free agent as well. Giovanni Bernard also, and then you combine Ronald Jones in that, leaves Keyshawn Vaughn with a really interesting opportunity. Be watching Fournette. I think Fournette's a really interesting guy. I think Jones is less so just because he can't offer it in the passing game where Fournette can. If Giovanni Bernard, what's his passing game role? How difference making is that in 2021? I'm kind of hoping it gets some positive buzz. We can get out of some shares, you know, third to seconds, that type of thing. Raheem Mostert, Jeff Wilson, Wayne Gallman, all free agents in 2022. Trey Sermon, firmly on watch this year, already getting first team touches. It's another year, right? That's, you know, you're looking for a lot of outs. And the thing I will note about the outs for Trey Sermon with Aaron Jones, right? If you sort of look at that one, and through the AJ Dillon lens, you had a bunch of different bullets to dodge. You had the Jamal Williams bullet, you had the Aaron Jones bullet. Aaron Jones younger, you know, more of a complete back, I would say. I don't think any of those guys in San Francisco are that. So I do think Trey Sermon has, you know, an angle there, has more bodies to dodge in terms of re-signing, but he does have an angle there that I don't think that Dillon ultimately had. Dillon had more like road furniture, as they call it in cycling. You know, there's more to trip over. I think there's lesser major threats, right? Maybe if we're sort of analogizing it, you know, there's some paper on the road or something like that, as opposed to some thumbtacks, which is what Dillon had, right? There's paper, there's, you know, some plastic sheet or something like that you can ride right over if you're Trey Sermon. With AJ Dillon, it was glass, right? And that's kind of what happened with the Aaron Jones thing. So I don't think that Aaron Jones contract is available in that San Francisco backfield. Two other guys I think are notable backups, Justin Jackson, Darrell Williams. So Darrell Williams will be one on sort of that Malcolm Brown type track that could be interesting to potentially watch for. Some potential cut guys here too going forward. Eckler, due $5 million in 2022, which could save all of it by cutting him in 2022. He could save $3.5 million if cut in 2022, but it's only $6.5 million cap hit. So they basically save $3 million against the cap. Again, he's probably worth more than that. So just sort of keep that in mind. I wouldn't be thinking that he's like the most likely cap casualty. I actually think he's probably one of the better bets at the running back position. Pound for pound, salary for salary, like he's probably the best value in terms of the guys that have signed contracts recently. A guy that is not a good value, Joe Mixon, they could save $3.2 million in cap savings by cutting him. He has no guaranteed money left on his deal past this year. There's no clear heir apparent on the depth chart either, so I think that'll be an interesting one. I'm not really sure that's a Cincinnati play. We'll watch that, though. I think that's probably an under-discussed thing. I think he's there more on a two-year deal just based on the cap savings. It's a big dead cap hit, so I would guess it's more 2 years. But listen, if he falters this year, they could save some stuff and get out of him. Derrick Henry, no further guaranteed money in his contract after 2022. Tennessee able to save $9 million cutting him. Again, I think that's probably unlikely. But again, these things can happen quick at the running back position. I think it's important to keep in mind. Chris Carson due $4.5 million in 2022. They can save $3.4 by cutting him. So it's not a big cap consequences to that. He's of the guys sort of in this, I think, one of the least insulated ones in terms of guys that look like they have a decent number for 2022. Chicago could save $2.25 million in cap by cutting Tariq Cohen, and that should help David Montgomery's upside. Aaron Jones doesn't have any guaranteed money after this year, but the dead cap is more than the cap hit, so 9.75 dead cap number to a $9 million cap savings or cap. Yeah. A dead cap number is 9.75 to his cap number is 9 million. So basically that means he's unlikely to get cut. So he's really there in a 2 year window. Dalvin Cook's 2022 contract actually becomes fully guaranteed in March of 2022. They could save $2.7 million if they cut him in 2022. Before that March, it's usually like a couple days after the league calendar rolls over. In 2023, they could potentially save $8 million or so in his contract there. So that would be probably looking more towards 2023. So I think you put Cook in a couple year window. He's risen. Like he's up there in terms of top three, four guys in real draft position. Like he's up there in the Barkley sphere. It's been pretty aggressive. Mike Davis, no guarantees in 2022. but $2.5 million in cap savings if they were to cut him. His cap hit, $3.25 million in 2022, would be 18th at the running back position at present. Cordarrelle Patterson's a free agent. He's there basically on a $3 million one-year deal. And that's kind of, it's notable, I think, that he makes basically more money than anyone else at the position. But I will say he's really a difference-making returner, and I think that that's really where he gets paid. Latavius Murray, last one here on the list, can be cut, and they could save $2.3 million in cap this year. In 2022, they'd save about $3.5 million. So it feels like they're kind of under the cap at this particular point. And you know, maybe next year is a situation where they have to sort of move that number around. But I think that he's probably safe for the time being. And no clear heir apparent there either. I don't think there's really any clear heir apparents that could benefit. I guess the only one is that really Alexander Mattison. But I'm not sure how Dalvin Cook gets cut, honestly. You know, if he disappoints or if he gets injured, right, he's still got to, there's the consequences of, you know, they need physical and all that stuff. He's like, he's got to pass a physical, I think, before they can cut him. You know, so you have that problem there too. So, I think he's really more on a multi-year deal there. Mattison, you know, him and Mattison could be hitting free agency about the same time, which would be notable. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.